Early this morning, we have a nearly stationary frontal boundary just in the south of Atlantic, and an area of low pressure is expected to intensify along that frontal boundary as it moves to the northeast into central Iowa later today and across northeastern Iowa tonight. We look for occasional periods of rain today, high temperatures in the lower to middle 50s with northeast to easterly winds at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Rain will continue tonight, but may begin to mix with snow late tonight and early tomorrow morning as the temperature dips down to around 32 degrees and the winds increase from the north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A few periods of light rain or snow may continue into early tomorrow morning, but then it should be ending. Look for mostly cloudy sky tomorrow with north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, the high around 42. And for tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies with diminishing winds, the low 25. On Wednesday, a partly sunny sky as winds return to the southwest at 15 miles per hour, a high of 52 degrees. But on late Wednesday or Wednesday evening, there is the possibility of a little bit of light rain or snow with cloudy to partly cloudy skies and lows in the lower 30s for early Thursday morning. Thursday should be sunny with a high of around 55. There's a slight chance of showers next Friday with partly cloudy skies, a high around 60. And it looks like it'll be partly cloudy and warmer this next weekend with highs in the mid to upper 60s. This is Freeze Notice meteorologist Harvey Freeze with the weather.net forecast for the KJAN listening area.
Sunday's high in Atlantic was 68 degrees, our low through 5:15 a.m. today 43. We'd also picked up 66 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation here in Atlantic. Last year on this date we topped at 57 for a high and 30 was the low. The all-time record high in Atlantic on April 22nd was 90 degrees in 1980, the record low 20 in 1936. Sunrise is at 6:30 and sunset at 8:08. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.